Today, State School Chief Jack O'Connell announced that two federal grants are paying for 23 million masks and gloves for California schools. Pleasanton Unified just received its shipment this week. School officials say they will use them on a case-by-case basis.
It's another level of protection for everybody, and it certainly raises people's comfort levels.
I guess that's good. I mean, you know, because they could spread it to other kids. So, yeah, I mean, I'm glad they're doing something.
Schools encourage kids to wash their hands frequently and use sanitizers, and healthcare workers hope parents are proactive in getting their children vaccinated. Even though the Centers for Disease Control says fewer states are reporting widespread H1N1 cases, physicians say it's likely there could be a spike in January. They want to remind parents that if a child has received the H1N1 vaccine and is under 10 years old, the child needs to get a second booster shot 21 days later.